I'm Megan Maroney, and I host Tech News Today, iOS Today, and i5 for the iPhone. At the end of this month, I will be able to order the iPad Pro, a 12.9-inch Retina screen tablet with 5.6 million pixels and 1.8 times the CPU performance of the fastest current iPad. The device will start at $799 and go all the way up to $1,079. Apple also showed off a keyboard and a stylus that will both cost extra. The keyboard will set you back $169 and the stylus is another $100. For the most expensive version, you're looking at $1,348. Along with its line of popular Surface tablets, Microsoft recently announced the Surface Book. That's a laptop with a detachable screen that functions as a tablet. This pretty little device is designed to resemble a book with a curved hinge like the spine of your favorite novel. With a 13.5-inch screen and running Windows 10 Pro, the Surface Book is the first hybrid that will run the same operating system as our laptops and desktops. The pen is extra, but unlike the Surface Pro and the iPad Pro, the keyboard is included. It ships at the end of October and starts at $1,500. Now, if you are balking at those high prices, there are other options. Here's what you can get for the low, low price of about $250. It's the Asus Chromebook Flip, a laptop with a 360-degree hinge that features a touchscreen. It comes with 100 gigabytes of Google Drive storage for 2 years. It weighs less than 2 pounds and runs the Chrome OS, which can be limiting depending on what you're planning to use it for. Now, this little guy is not going to win any speed tests, but if the Chrome OS offers what you need, this is a decent buy, especially for kids, students, and frequent travelers who are already enmeshed in the Google Chrome Android environment. Here are the 4 ways you can use it: as a laptop, as a tablet, as a stand, or as a tent. Let's start with battery life, which I think is its best feature. Asus promises 9 hours, and it delivered. This exceeds the battery life of some of the other comparable Chromebooks on the market. Now, connection and speeds. I had no problem streaming videos or browsing the web. The laptop supports dual-band 802.11 AC Wi-Fi and connects to all your Bluetooth devices. The little device is surprisingly good-looking for the price. The all-metal brushed aluminum chassis is shiny and well-built. When I flipped it around to use it as a tablet, I was never afraid of it breaking. One complaint I did have is that it was a little bit small for my lap, and I don't even have a very big lap. If you're going to use this to watch movies from the Google Play Store or videos on YouTube, you won't be disappointed by the speakers. They're fairly good. There are a decent amount of ports, 2 USBs, a headset jack, a micro HDMI port, and a micro SD card slot. Now, it's kind of silly to compare my $2,000 MacBook Pro with Retina display to this under $300 device, but I will anyway. The real difference is comfort. When I use the Chromebook all day to surf the web and write my scripts, I felt it at the end of the day. Now, we use Google Docs and Google Sheets for a lot of our work at Twit, so I've often wondered how easy it would be to switch to a Chromebook. What I found was that although the touchpad is large, the keyboard was cramped and small, even smaller than some similar devices of its size. It doesn't give, and it's kind of uncomfortable. Couple that with a tiny screen, and you have to question if the cheap price is worth it for you if you're going to be spending all day typing on this device. You never, ever forget that it's only 10 inches. Now, obviously, the display resolution is lower than the MacBook, but it's also lower than a lot of Chromebooks that I've tried. Let's start with the pros. Price. Now, go for the slightly more powerful model and more memory. It's definitely worth it. Everyone is telling us that we need a tablet-laptop hybrid, but maybe you want to try a cheap one before you invest over $1,000 in the Surface Pro or the iPad Pro. The look is definitely a pro. The Chromebook Flip has a nice, attractive design. The weight, you can't beat under 2 pounds for portability. And the battery life, you don't have to worry about running out of juice. Here are the cons. The keyboard is cramped, kind of uncomfortable to use for long periods. The screen is small. It's not as fast even than other Chromebooks. It's designed so that you're always holding the keys in the tablet mode, which I couldn't get used to no matter how long I used it. For kids, students, and others who don't do a ton of typing, and for those who want to dip their toes in the waters of the tablet-laptop hybrid world, I would definitely give this a buy.